In this video, I'm going to concentrate on an article by John Flint, Walkley Award-winning journalist in The West Australian. It's an edition from a little while back, Friday, December the 23rd, 2022, and it's on page 13, Opinion. I found this paper. I would never pay the Seven West Media rag. Let's have a look here. They want $2 for the Friday edition. I wouldn't waste $2 on this. It's barely worthy to put at the bottom of a rabbit hutch or a budgie cage. They also publish Seven West Media, the Sunday Times, which I do get for my wife to have the TV book, and I therefore keep tabs a little bit on the information being fed to the gullible public, the readers. But E.K. Lippmeyer, it's the, what is it today, the 6th of December, January 2023, and I'm in Waterperry Drive Reserve in Canning Vale. There's only one little side corner of it, but it's a wetland and quite a beautiful spot, several hectares. What I want to concentrate on in this segment, I may do two parts, maybe it'll become three, often does. The man of few words I am. Look, there's my breakfast, by the way, and it's 2 o'clock in the 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I've had four dates. I've had some sunflower seeds and a few more nuts and so on, but it's not much. But I don't have the appetite for any more. The what I want to begin talking about is how that John Flint will not let Ricardo Bozzi go. Ricardo Bozzi, the founder of Australia One, and I've, in the Sunday Times, read a number of hit pieces and so on of John Flint's that either have been solely devoted to Ricardo Bozzi or mention him as part of his the other things he talks about in some, usually COVID-19 related or human rights activist related pieces he does. But this fellow, I'll do a disclaimer. I think John Flint is a bit of a legend in his own mind, and I severely doubt his certainly his connection to reality on many key issues. But look, he may, and his motives, he may be an exemplary human being, he may be vastly more grounded and sincere and honest than I am. I don't think he is, but I'm entitled to my opinion just as John Flint is entitled to his opinion. So there's a disclaimer. And let me put my glasses on, and I'm going to jump ahead here, and I may get to the first part of the article. But in this last column, he talks about Ricardo Bozzi again. I've written before about ex-Perth SAS officer Ricardo Bozzi. On the heading of this is Tinfoil Hat is No Joke. Real dangers lurks behind conspiracy theorists' imagined threats. I mean, John Flint, are you even capable? I know you'd have the IQ to deal with it, but is your detrimental cognitive dissonance so great, or your pride so great, or your corruption so great that you cannot understand and admit that conspiracy theorist labelling is the weakest, most useless, most unhelpful way to go about discussing matters of importance? Anyone and everyone can be a conspiracy theorist by someone like you by labelling them that when they have a different opinion. They're a conspiracy theorist. It's a meaningless term, and you're there prepared to, several times in this article, mention it, stick it in your subtitle headers and so on. Give up on conspiracy theorists, because it's there are conspiracy theorists in the world, genuine conspiracy theorists, and I'd say the side you're barracking for are far more likely to be the conspiracy theorists in this debate. However, they're few and far between. is not the common thing. Generally, it's someone with a different attitude, and they might have a sincerely held different attitude. However, it could be based on ignorance, and ignorance can be dispelled over time. But you really are letting yourself down badly by hammering this conspiracy theorist and far right wing and right wing stuff. It's all labels, mate. Most of it is all labels. Far right depends on how far left is. Do you get it? It's all a matter of comparison. Not my audience I'm talking to. I'm talking to John Flint. Ricardo Bozzi, he was one of the key speakers at the Sydney Freedom Rally, and he was one of the key figures at the Canberra protests. That's referring to February, March, April, May kind of times in Canberra. In a nutshell, he's a nut. Well, I tell you what, John Flint, he may well be a nut, but I've read a lot of what he writes, I've listened to a lot of what he said, and I learn far more of value than I've ever learnt from anything I've read from you. Far more, like orders of magnitude more. So he's a nut, I'm quite happy to give precious time to listening to and reading his output. And is everything Ricardo Bozzi says something I agree with? No. Is every idea he's willing to entertain or perhaps accepts something that I don't? No. But is there any human being on earth any different? is there any single human being on earth who's a repository 100% of perfect information, perfect connection to reality? No, none of us are. We're all on a continuum, all on a spectrum, and the spectrum you're on, the end, you're closer to the zero end of the 0 to 1 continuum, John Flint, of connectedness to reality on matters of importance such as abrogation of human rights, vaccination theory and practice and science, etc., vaccination science, than many, many enlightened people that I happen to have time to listen to, find, search out, Ricardo Bozzi being one of them. In a nutshell, he wants to hang everyone from the Prime Minister down to the lowest government clerk. Well, hang on, let's just flesh that out a bit. He doesn't want to hang every lowest government clerk. If you take the trouble to actually read, listen, consider what he says, what he's suggesting, and look, there's a, anyway, I'll say some more on that after that little thought I had then. Look, with properly constituted courts that aren't corrupt, what Ricardo Bozzi, from my reading and observation, is saying, those at the highest levels, that could include prime ministers, but certainly highest levels in health and Big Pharma and etc., who have committed very serious crimes. If they're found with a properly constituted court to have committed very serious crimes against the citizens and residents of Australia, etc., then the death penalty is what he's calling for. Not the lowest government clerks. There'd be punishments. Nuremberg didn't accept, I was only following orders. But no, he's not calling for the hanging of lowest government clerks, etc., who are part of the machinery of rolling out vaccinations and mandates and coercion, etc. He's not saying that at all. You can put it here in print, but you're wrong. He's not saying that. And a bit of hyperbole now and then, you use it yourself, John Flint, a bit of hyperbole now and then can drive home a point that isn't the actual point as stated in the words and sentences. It's the bigger point behind it that sometimes you need hyperbole to wake people up. You use it yourself, John Flint. He spreads outrageous lies. I'll just check I'm still recording. He spreads outrageous lies. Outrageous lies. Wow. Join the club, John Flint. You'd know all about outrageous lies, the stuff you spread. All year I've been reading the stuff you spread about the safety of vaccines and the efficacy of vaccines and so on. Your outrageous lies are at least the equal of any of Ricardo Bozzi's. He told Canberra crowds they were going to be gassed at death camps, but he's also charismatic and articulate. Now, that was my little thought earlier that I thought I'd expand on. This is a kind of appropriate or relevant hyperbole. He didn't actually say, because I watched some of those videos from his addresses to the Canberra rally crowds. He didn't say they were going to be, or if you have any grasp of the way human beings talk to one another, John Flint, he didn't say they were going to be gassed. He was saying that it is all within the bounds of possibility with the quarantine, so-called camps, etc., being made around Australia, etc., that such things could happen. They've happened in the past, and there are people alive today, John Flint, who either survived those attempts or just narrowly escaped, etc., still alive today, where people were gassed because of their different views or their ethnicity, etc., or racial profile or whatever, or sexual preferences or whatever, etc. It's happened before. Religious, I think Jehovah's Witnesses might have, some of them, anyway, they were badly treated back in the 1930s in certain countries, e.g. Germany. So this is not, these aren't outrageous lies, and yes, some hyperbole there, but it could happen, and that's what he was trying to wake people, as far as I can tell. I'm not holding it to him that no one's yet been gassed, or he's wrong, or it's an outrageous lie. No, get a grasp of reality and be balanced if you possibly can, John Flint. Be balanced. I don't know if that's beyond you now, but that'd be nice. I think I'll expand on this in a second part, but I'll just finish the sentence. But he's also charismatic and articulate, or the paragraph. With his background in military leadership, he's more than capable of inciting others. Well, that's about where he leaves, actually, Ricardo Bozzi in this article. The rest is much more about Tony Lambert, a West Australian fellow who I do listen to a bit, don't agree with completely, but I learn a lot more from Tony Lambert than I do from of value than I do from John Flint, however. Do I agree with everything Tony Lambert says? No, just as I don't agree with everything that Ricardo Bozzi says. Do I think I need to look up and research and consider more of some of the things that Ricardo Bozzi says and perhaps believes or promotes? Yes, there's more research I need to do. But who's any different? Who's any different? Thank you for getting this far, and I hope to do a part two. Speak to you again soon.